Now, the rest of the story. What an extraordinary day that was for the folks on Southwest 45th Street in South Miami, Florida. A remarkable thing, for the residents had been watching with great interest as the railroad tracks were laid on the lot at 5757 Southwest 45th, railroad tracks in an area completely isolated from rail traffic. But then, September 5, 1986, suddenly it all made sense. Sort of. For the railroad siding had been installed to accommodate what was delivered that day, a 50,000-pound vintage 1969 Seaboard System railroad caboose, a real caboose, just sitting there on Southwest 45th Street. Its intended use? Well, that is the rest of the story. Ever since the spring of that year, some local people have sought the assistance of the First National Bank of South Miami for the purpose of establishing a new bank in the area, a bank dealing exclusively with low and fixed income depositors, an institution in which one need not feel ashamed to have an account of no more than several dollars. And thus was proposed the establishment of the Twiglet Bank of South Miami, a subsidiary of the First National. Too small to call a branch, or for that matter, even a twig, so they called it the Twiglet Bank. Well, now this bank had a home, a railroad caboose, on Southwest 45th Street. And yet obstacles remained. The railroad car had to be remodeled, for example, and that was no small project. In fact, it was not until September 14 the following year that Twiglet chairwoman of the board, Nikki Russell, and the president and CEO, Richard Bell, approached First National for a $2,500 loan to help cover the estimated $5,000 required for renovation. Bell convinced the head of First National's loan department that Twiglet was good for the payback. If these sound like small numbers, it was a big project when you consider. Matter of fact, President Bell was so convincing that First National sprang for another $2,500, covering the Twiglet renovation costs completely. Now, that was a year and a half ago. And since then, the loan has been repaid in full. And the executive core and staff of the Twiglet Bank of South Miami is in place. Operations are proceeding as smoothly as possible as it gets into the banking business. It's just a bank like any other, with checking and savings accounts, regulations and requirements, licensed by the state to make loans and pay interest, secured by surveillance cameras and a corps of four security guards, staffed by customer service and account representatives, by operations clerks and tellers, led by an auditor and an operations supervisor, and a crack board of directors. But there's one difference of which you are as yet unaware. For the customers of the Twiglet Bank of South Miami are on lower fixed incomes for very good reason. They are children. All and only children. The bank in the caboose on Southwest 45th is for grammar school youngsters only. And not one person who works there, from the tiniest teller to the president himself, may be beyond the age of elementary school. Now you know the rest of the story.